Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan with parak Aleph Mishnah Yud. And then we are going to begin the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan with parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. We learned previously that sometimes, even when you're allowed to do various malacha, various work on Chol HaMoed, it has to be done as a Maisa Hedyot. It has to be done in a way that is unprofessional, and that is done really the manner that an amateur would do the work. Based on this, we begin Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud. It says that Mishnah, Osin makel gag v'lamir peses, ma'isa hedyot. You're allowed to make a railing for a roof or a balcony in the way that an unprofessional person were to do so. For example, you can pile up stones on top of one another in the form of a wall, without actually cementing them in place, which would be considered a Maisa Uman. Says the Mishnah, Aval, but lo Maisa Uman. But you can't do it in the manner of a professional. The Mishnah is specifically describing a situation where we're dealing with a railing that is not absolutely needed and serves only to provide extra protection. And since it's going to be used on Yom Tov, one is allowed to build it on Chol HaMoed. But since it is not really necessary, one may not build it in a professional type of a way. As the Ritva points out here in Maseches Moed Katan, the Torah commands us to build a make, a special fence around a roof, a balcony, or any other high type of place from which people might fall. However, the Mishnah here is referring to a railing that is not an obligation, such as one around the roof of a building used for storage. If it were an obligation, then certainly you'd be allowed to make it on Chol HaMoed, even in a Maisa Uman type of way, even in a professional type of way. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shafin es hasdakin. You're allowed to smear plaster over cracks in the roof of a house, Uma'agilin, O son, b'ma'agila bi'adu v'regel, and smooth out the plaster with one's hand or foot, even if the results are going to be as good as though they had been done with a professional roller. Avalo b'machalotzayim, you can't smooth it out with a professional roller. The loss in this case is not certain, because it might not actually rain on Yom Tov. Therefore, repairs and fixing things may be done only in the Maisa Hedyo type of a way, in an amateur type of a way, with his hands and his feet, but not in a professional type of a way with a roller. Now we're going to discuss some repairs that may be done on Chol HaMoed in a Maisa Uman, in a professional type of way. It says the Mishnah, Hatzir v'hatzinor v'hakora v'hamanul v'hamafteach shenishberu. If a pivot or a socket or a beam or a lock or a key broke, says the Mishnah, Misaknan b'moed, you can repair them and fix them on Chol HaMoed, even in a professional way, because such repairs are needed to prevent thieves from entering the home and causing a tremendous loss. Uvilvad, shel yichavin melachto b'moed, but this is only allowed if he does not schedule his work for Chol HaMoed. If, you know, something breaks on Chol HaMoed, then you can fix it, but if he could have fixed it from before Yontif, then certainly he should have done so, and you should not wait until Chol HaMoed in order to fix anything. And one final halacha in the Mishnah, as it pertains to preparing food for Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, V'chol kivashin, shu yachol lechol mehen b'moed, all pickled foods, as the Bartanur points out, that can be pickled in vinegar and salt, whether it be fish, whether it be vegetables, all of those types of foods that one can pickle on Chol HaMoed and will be ready to eat during the Yom Tov, kovshan, you may pickle them on Chol HaMoed, because this is preparation for the actual Yom Tov, that since the foods are going to be eaten during Yontif, one may pickle them on Chol HaMoed, even though pickling is considered to be one of the malachas. Continuing now with Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Now, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, even work that is done in order to prevent a loss, Davar HaAvid, is permitted on Chol HaMoed only if it could not have been done before the Yom Tov. Now, if one intentionally, like we discussed, left the work to be done over Chol HaMoed, he may not do it, even if this might result in a potential loss. Our Mishnah here is going to discuss a case in which someone tried to do work before Yontif, but events that were beyond his control caused some sort of a delay. It says the Mishnah, Misha Hafach es Zesav, if one turned over his olives before the Yontif in order to prepare them for being pressed for oil, ve'ero evel, and a situation of mourning happened, that may close one of his, Krovim, one of his close relatives passed away, and he was therefore unable to press the olives before Yom Tov, or there was some other reason, there's some accident, something beyond his control that prevented him from pressing the olives before Yom Tov, or because his workers deceived him, and they didn't come to work, and then the Yom Tov came, towing Koro Rishona. In all of these cases, he may load the pressing beam onto the olives the first time and press them in Chol HaMoed, umani Chol Achar HaMoed, and leave the beam in place until after Yom Tov. However, he may not press the olives a second time during Yom Tov, during the Yom Tov, because once they've been pressed one time, the olives no longer spoil. And once some of the oil has been pressed out, the olives are no longer in danger of spoiling. Therefore, once the beam has been loaded a first time, there is no urgent need to press them a second time in Chol HaMoed. Instead, the olives are left under the beam until after the holiday has passed. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, but Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, Zolif Vigomer Vigof Kedarko, he may even spill the olives onto the press and finish pressing out the rest of the oil and seal the vat on Chol HaMoed, completing the entire process in its usual way. And as the bartender points out, this is the halacha. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Again, according to Rabbi Yossi, he may complete the entire process as he normally would, loading the beam onto them as many times as is necessary to take out all of the oil, and he does not have to stop after the first pressing, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Although not a significant loss will be caused by delaying the later pressing, Rabbi Yossi holds that once permission has been granted to begin the process, one may complete it in the typical, usual manner. Quick review, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud taught us that a person can make a railing for a roof or a balcony in a Maisa Hediot, in an amateur type of a way, but not in a professional type of a way. And again, that's referring specifically to a case where it's not an obligation, it's not a real danger, it's simply an unnecessary additional type of protection that you're looking to add on the roof or on the balcony. Then the Mishnah taught us that you're allowed to smear a plaster over cracks in the roof of a house. You can smear out the plaster with one's hands or foot, but not with an actual professional material, a roller, and so on. Again, it has to be done in a Maisa Hediot type of way. This is not a definite Davar Ha'avid. It might not rain on Yom Tov, you may not need it there, and can only be done by in a Maisa Hediot type of a way under those circumstances. Then the Mishnah taught us that if something broke on Yom Tov, again, whether it be some sort of a beam or a lock or a key and so on and so forth, you can fix them on Chol HaMoed, even in a Maisa Uman, in a professional type of a way, because these are needed to prevent thieves from coming into your home on Yom Tov. But that would only apply if you didn't have a choice and you had to do it on Chol HaMoed. It broke then, or it happened right before Yom Tov, you don't have a choice. But if you could have done it before, you certainly cannot wait and do it on Chol HaMoed. And the Mishnah concluded by telling us that all pickled foods that one pickle on Chol HaMoed that will be ready to eat during the Yom Tov, you can certainly pickle them on Chol HaMoed, even though that's a malacha, because you're doing it l'tzorech HaMoed for the purpose of having food on the Yom Tov. Then Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph taught us that if one turned over his olives before Yom Tov in order to prepare them to being pressed for oil before Yom Tov, and then something happened, he lost a relative or something else happened to prevent him from being able to press them on Yom Tov itself, this would be the malacha of a dash, or really of schita, of removing the olive oil from the olives, or because his workers deceived him for whatever reason. Again, he wasn't able to do the work before, even though he planned on doing it. So then, under such circumstances, as the Mishnah, according at least to Rabbi Yehuda, he can load the pressing beam and do the first press on Chol HaMoed, leave it until after Yom Tov. Again, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yossi, he can do the entire pressing process and finish it even on Chol HaMoed, not a problem. And that's, again, how we paskin lehalacha. Have a great day.